In fact, this was the Yajna Kund. Indra supplied the ghee. And huge, huge sums of wood. And it is also said that River Ganga flows here by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just on the banks of Swetha Ganga, is the house of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Have any of you been there to see it yet? Just behind us. After our discussion today, everyone please, but it's a very small temple. So we'll all have to go in and out like that. I'd like to speak of the unlimited spiritual significance of the house of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In order to nicely absorb our consciousness, in the great importance of this place, we would like to speak a little of the history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personally coming here. Sukadev Maharaj, will you kindly sit up, please? It is our humble request. All of you who would like Sukadev Maharaj to sit up, please chant Hari Bol. To please the Vaishnavas, you should be willing to perform even great tapasya. In the month of Magh, just at the end of the 24th year of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's age, he decided to take sannyas. He left home for the purpose of delivering the most sinful, envious, offensive, and fallen souls of this age of Kali. Toward the end of the night, he left his beloved mother and wife, swam across the river Ganga, and walked the distance to Katwa. There he accepted the order of sannyas from Srila Keshava, or Keshava Bharati Maharaj. After the sannyas ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Keshava Bharati Maharaj were dancing in such ecstatic love that they both dropped their dandas and kamandalus without even knowing it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after renouncing all of the pleasures, comforts of this world, he immediately went running into the forest with the aspiration to visit Sri Vrindavan Dham. Lord Chaitanya was so much mad in the ecstasy of transcendental love that for 3 days he was simply chanting and dancing day and night through the province of Radhadesh. Didn't even consider eating. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dutt, and Chandrasekhar Acharya were following him from behind. Lord Chaitanya, wherever he was going, he was dancing, and loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna. wherever he would go, he would induce everyone to chant. He saw some cowherd boys herding their cows. Lord Chaitanya, in great bliss, he approached each of those cowherd boys, and with great humility, he appealed to them, please chant the holy names of Krishna and dance. Those cowherd boys all began chanting and dancing in great happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased that he placed his hand on the head of each of the cowherd boys and he thanked them. Please go on with this chanting. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered it the very success of his life that he had induced these gopas to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Lord Nityananda Prabhu confidentially met with the gopas. He explained in so many wonderful ways how if this sannyasi asks you which way it is to Vrindavan, show him the way to the Ganga. And he explained why they should do it. But nowhere in the scriptures does it say what he said. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his divine mood of separation from Sri Vrindavan, he approached the gopas and said, please, O gopas, tell me which is the way to Vrindavan Dham. The gopas said, Swamiji, it is this way. Lord Chaitanya began traveling that way. Then Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda and Chandrasekhar, who were behind him, they came before Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, oh, Nityananda Prabhu, where are you going? Nityananda Prabhu said, I am going to Vrindavan and just see, there is the river Jamuna. When Lord Chaitanya saw the river Ganga, which, in his ecstatic trance, he believed that it was the river Jamuna, he said, oh, it is my good fortune. Alas, I have achieved the river Jamuna. He went to the river Jamuna and offered his dandavat obeisances, bathing in Jamuna, worshipping the Jamuna. He began to offer a beautiful prayer. Oh, river Jamuna, you are the giver of ecstatic love to Sri Nanda Nandana. You are the very same river that flows in the spiritual world. You are the vanquisher of all offenses and sins. O daughter of the sun god, please purify me by your pious activities. As he was in the great ecstasy of feeling that he had attained Vrindavan and Jamuna, suddenly he saw Advaitacharya coming to him on boat. Nityananda Prabhu had a very careful plan. He sent Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar, ahead to Shantipur to tell him to come with the boat with fresh, dry clothes for Lord Chaitanya to change into after his bath, to come to Ganga. And then he also sent Chandrasekhar to Navadvip to tell Sachi Devi and all the devotees to come to Shantipur to meet Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Advaita, he said, ah, Advaita, you have come to Vrindavan. How did you know I was in Vrindavan? You have met me in the holy river Jamuna. Advaitacharya said, this is Ganga, you are in Santipur. Lord Chaitanya, he became very angry. Nityananda Prabhu has cheated me. Then Sri Advaita Acharya understood. He said, no, my Lord, he hasn't cheated you. Because actually you are bathing in the Jamuna. Ganga and Jamuna come down from Himalayas. And at the holy place of pilgrimage, Prayag, they merge into one river. And then they both become what we call the Ganga. But actually the eastern side of the Ganga after Prayag is the Ganga, and the western side is Jamuna. Because you are bathing in the western side, you are bathing in the river Jamuna. But here, take these dry clothes. And I understand you have been fasting for 3 days. Please come to my home for prasad. It has already been offered to the deities. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to Sri Advaita Acharya's home. There he saw the beautiful deity that Advaita Acharya worshipped with such love and devotion, deity of Lord Krishna. And there was 3 beautiful plates of prasad. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased to see this prasad. He said, I take the dust of the feet of that person who has prepared such wonderful bhoga to Lord Krishna. Advaita Acharya then offered arti and put the deities to rest and then brought Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and Mukunda Das was also there into a room where these 3 big plates of prasad were. Lord Chaitanya is glorifying this prasad. He said, now, this prasad is so much, it is certainly for distribution. Where should I distribute it? Advaita Acharya said, no, my lord, you must eat it. Then you give me some small banana plate and I will take some rice and vegetables. Advaita Acharya said, you please take it just as Krishna has taken it. You try everything. This is for you. He said, I have been fasting for 3 days. And now this Brahmin has given me such a small quantity of prasad, it appears I will have to continue fasting. Advaita Acharya said, that you are a mendicant. You have come to beg, and I am a Brahmin. I'm a poor Brahmin. I've given you everything I can. So please accept whatever I'm offering you and do not be greedy. Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, I may be whatever I am, but you invited me to your home for prasad, and you must give me enough to satisfy me. Sri Advaita Acharya spoke, you are a reject Paramhamsa. Your only business in the renounced order of life is to fill your belly. In fact, your only business is to give troubles to Brahmins like me. In this way, they playfully spoke together. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya, they invited Mukunda Dutt and Haridas Thakur to take prasad with them. Mukunda Dutt said, oh, I just remembered I have very important business to do elsewhere. So you take and I'll take later. And Haridas Thakur said, I am so fallen, I am so lowly, I am so sinful, I cannot take with you. You eat, and afterward, a few morsels I will take outside. So they began to eat the prasad. And as Lord Chaitanya was taking, every time he took a little, Advaitacharya was filling the bowl and plate with more and more and more and more. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, please, Advaita, how much can I eat? Advaita was saying, please take more, my Lord, please take more, you have not taken enough. Meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, in anger, he said, it's hopeless! There will not be enough food here to even fill half my belly. What is the use? Then he took some of the rice he was eating and he threw it on the ground. And some of those pieces of rice bounced off the ground and hit Advaitacharya's body and stuck to it. Sri Advaitacharya, upon being touched by the rice from Nityananda's hand, he began dancing in ecstasy, shouting and jumping. He said, because I have been touched by the food eaten by a madman, now I have become mad. Now all my... You dare to behave in this way to a Brahmin? Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, you are taking Krishna's food to be ordinary. That is a great offense. This is prasad. It is tasted by Krishna. The only way you will be able to nullify yourself of this offense is to feed 100 sannyasis as much prasad as they like. Advaitacharya said, I will never invite another sannyasi to my home again. By inviting you, all my Brahminical principles have been spoiled. After speaking these very, very playful words of love, who can understand the love between Advaita and Nityananda? It is the intimacy of their spiritual affection for each other that sometimes they would have these transcendental pastimes together. Then Advaitacharya gave Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu a place to rest. That evening, Mukunda Dutt began a beautiful kirtan where all the devotees danced together. Soon after this, the devotees of Navadvipa arrived. Sachi Mata came with the devotees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced each and every devotee. Then he fell at the lotus feet of his mother, Sachi. Again and again he prostrated himself at her lotus feet. And again, Sachi Mata would pick him up and place him on her lap and begin to kiss him with great motherly love, her eyes blinded by tears. How difficult it was for her heart to see the beautiful, beautiful black hair of Sri Gauranga shaved away. And he was in the simple saffron cloth of a renunciate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to his mother that my body is your property. From my very childhood, you have cared for me with such love and affection. I owe my whole life to you. There is no possible way for me to repay the debt that I owe you for your motherly affection throughout my life. But somehow or other, like a madman, I have gone and taken sannyas. Now what should I do? Ultimately, my dear mother, I will follow whatever order you give me. Whatever makes you happy, I will do. For the next 10 days, all day long, the devotees would discuss Krishna consciousness, Krishna's teachings and pastimes together. And then in the evening, for hours and hours and hours, they would have the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Each of the devotees was begging Lord Chaitanya, please let us cook for you. When Sachi Devi heard this, she appealed to the devotees, please give me one bit of charity. You will all be able to see my son again and again. But a sannyasi is not to come back to his home. Therefore, I may never see him again. So please, while he is in Santipur, give me the charity that I may cook for my Nimai each and every day. The devotees were very pleased to hear Sachi Devi's great love for her son. Lord Chaitanya would dance in such transcendental bliss in Santipur with Lord Nityananda, Advaita, and the other devotees. Sometimes he would leap high into the air. Then he would fall unconscious and fall to the floor, and it appeared that all of his bones were being broken. When Sachi Devi would see this, her heart would break. At that time, from the core of her heart, she prayed to Lord Vishnu, please, my Lord, all my life, whatever service or pious acts I have performed, please, in exchange for them, when my Nimai falls to the floor, make it so that he will not feel any pain. Lord Chaitanya told his devotees that I am your property and the property of my mother. How is it possible that I could leave you? But at the same time, I am now a sannyasi. If a sannyasi stays at home, he will be blamed. But still, I do not want to give up your association. Please make some arrangement so I can be with you and not be blamed. The devotees all together went to Sachi Devi and explained to her, this is the Lord's request. At that time, Srimati Sachi Mata, she said, if my son goes to Vrindavan, it is a very far off land. I will never hear of his activities. However, the same Krishna of Vrindavan is living in Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham in his beautiful, magnificent form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Jagannath. Sri Jagannath Swami Ki! But Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. Devotees are always going back and forth to these places. If he makes his residence in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, then I will hear of his welfare and feel myself close to him. The devotees ran back to Lord Chaitanya and told him, this is what Sachi Mata is requesting. And Lord Chaitanya with great happiness agreed that I will make my residence in Jagannath Puri. When he went to ask leave of the devotees, Advaitacharya prayed, please stay just 4 more days. Lord Chaitanya could not refuse his request. He stayed another 4 days. And then he pronounced the inevitable truth that he was going to depart for Jagannath Puri. Advaitacharya assigned 4 devotees to go with him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda Dutt. The devotee said to Lord Chaitanya, it is not a good time to leave, because there are rival countries having war with one another. It is very dangerous. If they catch even a pilgrim or a traveler, they consider him a spy and they torture him and sometimes kill him. It is not a good time to leave. Wait until it is more peaceful. Lord Chaitanya boldly pronounced, in this material world, when will there ever be a time when there are no obstacles? I will go now. This is my decision. When Advaitacharya heard this, he became blissful. He said, my Lord, you are the Supreme. What obstacle could possibly stand before you? All obstacles are your servants. Certainly you will go to Sri Jagannath Puri with no difficulty. This is very, very important to understand. Advaitacharya is the all-knowing Lord. He is explaining that all obstacles are the servants of the Lord. The Lord's desire is for every devotee to become purified and give up material egoism and return to the spiritual abode. The obstacles that come in our life are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They have come to help us to improve our Krishna consciousness. They have come to help us to take shelter of Krishna, his Vaishnavas, in his name. Therefore, devotees, when obstacles come on their path, in whatever form, we gratefully accept them, and continue on in our service. And those obstacles will only help us greater than if they had never come before us. The more difficulties that come in our Krishna consciousness, the more of an opportunity is to surrender to Krishna and to humble ourselves before his mercy and detach ourselves from those things that are obstacles from the path of bhakti. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his trip. The devotees were pleading with him not to leave. They couldn't imagine him leaving. The same scene as when Krishna left Vrindavan with Akrura for Mathura was enacted in Shantipur. As the devotees were rolling on the ground in the anguish of the imminent separation of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya told Advaitacharya, please be peaceful. You must give these devotees strength after I leave. Then they began their journey. Lord Chaitanya turned to his devotees and asked them, have any of you brought any food with you? Or any money? The devotees replied that, how could we bring any food or money without your permission? We did not bring anything. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, I was testing you. If you would have brought anything, I would have sent you back. It is not by our arrangements that we are being maintained. It is by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Try to understand the situation. Even a prince who has so much wealth, if he is given the most fine foods on silver and golden plates, if someone comes and insults him, he will become so angry he will not be able to eat one morsel. or someone may be bringing him a beautiful feast. But if he gets a fever, he will not be able to eat even one mouthful. But even the poorest man in the street may be able to get nice prasad and eat it. Therefore, I say it is not by your arrangements that you eat, it is by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme maintainer of everyone. So in complete dependence on Krishna, the devotees continued their journey. They came to one place called Atisara. There was a great Brahmin named Ananta Pandit. Ananta Pandit, seeing Lord Chaitanya's beauty and hearing his wonderful chanting, invited him to his home for prasad and served him with such affection. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded that Brahmin pure devotional service. They came to a place called Chatrabhog. This is where the river Ganges has 100 mouths. It's a very sacred place. There's a ghat there called Ambulinga. That ghat is very famous because, as you know, when the Ganges descended from the higher worlds onto this earth by the austerities of Maharaj Bhagirath, the Ganga came into the hair and out of the hairs of Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva was feeling separation from the river Ganges. So he came to Chatrabhog, where the Ganges was flowing. And in great, great ecstasy, he touched the waters of the Ganges. And in his love for the river Ganges, because he was so much affectionate to the Ganges. Why? Because the Ganges is flowing from the lotus feet of Lord Shiva's supreme eternal master, Krishna. It is the Charanamrit from the feet of the Lord. As soon as Lord Shiva touched the river Ganges, he melted in ecstasy and turned into water and merged with the Ganges. Since that time, this place is called Ambulinga Ghat, because it is the place where Ganga and Shiva are merged together eternally in the form of water. Remembering this wonderful pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great happiness bathed at Ambulinga Ghat with his devotees. Then in Chatrabhog, Lord Chaitanya was weeping and crying, "Where is Jagannath Puri? Where is Jagannath?" At that time, a very wealthy governor of the name Ramchandra Khan, who was a Brahmin and a very pious man, but too much attached to sense gratification, he saw Lord Chaitanya. He asked, "Who is this person?" They explained. He came before just by seeing the beautiful form of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Just by hearing his prayers to Lord Jagannath, Ramchandra Khan began to cry and all of his material desires disappeared. He fell at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Lord Chaitanya said, "Who are you?" The devotee said, "He is the governor." Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, you are the governor? Please tell me, where is Jagannath Puri? Where is Lord Jagannath, my lord?" Then he fell to the ground crying, "Where is Jagannath?" Ramchandra Khan invited Lord Chaitanya to his home and fed him nice prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, "Please show me the fastest way to Jagannath Puri." At the end of the night, Ramchandra Khan had arranged a boat. That boat was boarded by Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. That was flowing down the river. Lord Chaitanya asked his devotees to chant in kirtan. Mukunda Dutt led the kirtan. The devotees were loudly chanting the holy name. The boatman was very disturbed. He said, "Stop! Stop this chanting! You do not understand! This is a very dangerous place! There are robbers and thieves and soldiers on both sides of the bank of this river. And if they catch us, they will torture us and kill us. And there are dangerous crocodiles in the river! And it is darkness of night! Stop this chanting!" The devotee stopped chanting. Lord Chaitanya, he acclaimed with a very bold voice, "Why have you stopped this chanting of the holy names of Krishna? Do you not have faith that if we are taking shelter of Krishna's holy name, Krishna will protect us? While we are chanting in this kirtan, cannot you see the Sudarshan Chakra is in front of the boat, behind the boat, and on both sides of the boat protecting us? Now go on chanting the holy name!" Mukunda Dutt fearlessly began chanting very loudly, and all the devotees were chanting fearlessly, understanding that Krishna is non-different than his name. Krishna always protects his devotees. Then they came into the province of Orissa. They came to a place called Ganga Ghat or Prayag Ghat. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go and beg for alms house to house within the village. He put out his cloth and was begging people to give him some simple rice or whatever alms they would give. His beauty was so charming to their hearts. His humility was melting their very hearts. Understand the glory of this pastime. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the master of Vaikuntha. He is the husband and lord of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, whom everyone is praying to for any wealth they may have. But yet, just to give his divine mercy to the fallen souls of this world, he is personally taking the role of a beggar, going house to house to house to house, begging for a donation. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! At the end of the day, he brought back some rice. Jagadananda Pandit, great happiness. This is the rice that Lord Chaitanya personally gathered from the homes of the conditioned souls. Jagadananda Pandit prepared it, and all the devotees ate this very special prasad together. Through these travels, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through many different provinces. At one time, they had to go to a tax collector. In order to go from one district to another, sometimes you would have to pay taxes. But none of his devotees were allowed to have any money or any wealth, nothing. The tax collector, when he saw Lord Chaitanya crying, "Where is Jagannath? Which way is Jagannath Puri?" His heart became very melted, even though he was a very, very envious, materialistic person. He said, "Swamiji, you can pass. Have you come with anyone else?" Lord Chaitanya's devotees were right next to him. He said, "No, I have come alone." The devotees felt dejected. But at the same time, they understood this is some pastime taking place. So Lord Chaitanya went on. The tax collector said, "You must pay." Then Lord Chaitanya sat down weeping. "Where is Jagannath? Where is Balaram Subhadra? Where is Puri?" The tax collector asked, "Who is this person? I have never seen such beauty. I have never seen such love." He said, "He is our friend. We are his servants." So he let them go. The tax collector went and fell and surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you know, anyone who surrenders to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, by his mercy, naturally takes shelter of the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya and his four associates came to Remuna, where they visited the temple of Kirchora Gopinath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had previously heard the story of Kirchora Gopinath from his spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri, and he described the glories of Sri Madhavendra Puri there. In great ecstasy for some days, Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted before the beautiful form of Sri Gopinath and feasted on the sweet ambrosial nectar of Gopinath's kheer. On April 25th, at 4 o'clock in the morning, there will be buses going to Remuna to visit Kirchora Gopinath. If you want to see the beautiful form of Gopinath and taste the immortal ambrosial nectar of his kheer, you are invited to be on the bus at that time. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Sakshi Gopal. Nityananda Prabhu narrated the story of the two Brahmins, the old Brahmin and the young Brahmin, and how in Vrindavan a promise was made for the old Brahmin to marry the young Brahmin, his daughter in marriage. Old Brahmin wanted to give his daughter, but then some difficult from family members in Vidyanagar, but how Gopinath, the witness, they promised before him, he walked all the way to Vidyanagar just to give witness that yes, the old Brahmin promised his daughter to the young Brahmin in marriage. From there, at that time, Sakshi Gopal temple was in Cuttack. Later on, he was moved to Jagannath Puri and then to the place where he is now, which is called Sakshi Gopal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Bhuvaneshwar. He took his bath in Bindu Sarovar, that wonderful, wonderful lake that Lord Shiva personally built. Lord Shiva traveled to all the holy places in the world and collected drop by drop the waters of the rivers and the lakes to fill Bindu Sarovar. Knowing how dear this lake was to his devotee, Lord Shiva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great joy, took his bath. Then he visited the temple of Sri Bhuvaneshwar. Seeing the beautiful form of Lord Shiva, his intimate devotee, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, Lord Chaitanya was dancing in ecstasy. Lord Shiva, when he chants the name of Krishna, when he thinks of Krishna, he dances in so much ecstasy
that at times his clothes fall off and he doesn't even notice that it has happened. But on this day, his own worshipable Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, was dancing before him in ecstasy, manifesting all the symptoms of love. What was that exchange on that day between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Shiva? Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya visited all the thousands of temples of Bhuvaneshwar. Then he went to Kamalapur. There, Nityananda Prabhu performed a wonderful pastime. Lord Chaitanya was about to take his bath in the Bharaginadi River. He said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "Please hold my danda." He took his bath. Then Lord Chaitanya went for the darshan of Kapoteshwar Mahadev. While he was there, Lord Nityananda Prabhu looked at the danda and spoke to the danda. "The Lord who I eternally carry within my heart is carrying you. This is not right." So he broke the danda in three places and threw it in the river. From that day on, this river is worshipped as the Danda Bhanga Nadi. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu wanted to glorify him as the Lord for all the world, for all time. Mayavadi sannyasis carry one danda. They are ekadandi swamis. Because they consider that they are Narayan. Everything is one. But the Vaishnavas understand we are eternally servants of Krishna. And the ultimate perfection of liberation is to surrender to the service of Krishna by offering our love to him with our words, with our thoughts, and with our actions, with our very life. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke his ekadanda and made it into a tree danda. But another thing, that when one achieves the Paramhamsa stage, there is no need to follow the regulative principle of carrying a danda. And Lord Chaitanya is beyond Paramhamsa, so he took the danda and threw it in river. After this, near the town of Kamalapur, Lord Chaitanya first saw the chakra on the top of the Jagannath temple from 10 kilometers away. He offered his prostrated obeisances again and again and again. In great happiness, he began to dance and cry and tremble. Ecstasy. And all the devotees seeing him were all in ecstasy. Loudly they were chanting the holy names and dancing to Sri Jagannath Puri. In the great ecstasy of separation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered those 10 kilometers to be thousands and thousands and thousands of kilometers. Then they came to Atharanala. Lord Chaitanya returned somewhat to external consciousness. And he said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "Please give me my danda." Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh my Lord, when you were in ecstasy, you fell down, and I tried to catch you. We both fell down. The danda broke under the weight of our bodies into three places, and I do not know where it has gone. But I have made an offense. You may punish me in any way you see fit. Lord Chaitanya replied, you have benefited me very much by bringing me to Jagannath Puri, Nilachala Dham. But my danda is my only possession and you have not kept it properly. Therefore, either you go before me or you go behind me, but I will not go to Puri with you. Mukunda Das said, my Lord, you please go before us. We will follow behind you, but we will not go with you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Atharanala progressed on his journey to Puri. As he was coming closer and closer to Jagannath, his ecstasies were increasing more and more and more. When he came to the temple, he saw the beautiful form of Sri Jagannath Dev. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swiftly went to embrace Lord Jagannath. But when he entered into the temple room, coming close to the deity, his ecstasies of love became so out of control that he fell to the ground unconscious. Just at that time, the great, great Mahapandit, Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, happened to be in the temple and saw this wonderful pastime. The watchman told Lord Chaitanya, get up. Lord Chaitanya did not get up. Get up! He did not get up. They were about to beat him with sticks. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya stopped them. He looked at the Lord, such beauty. Such a young sannyasi. What kind of ecstasy is he in? Please carry him to my home. He was brought to the home of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where we are sitting now today. Now the story will begin. We have given a small preface to the story. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was doing all different type of tests to see if Lord Chaitanya was still alive. There was no heartbeat, there was no breath, there was no symptoms of life. He put a piece of cotton near Lord Chaitanya's nose and the finest fibers of that cotton slightly moved. Still alive. There was no heartbeat, there was no breath, there was no symptoms of life. He put a piece of cotton near Lord Chaitanya's nose and the finest fibers of that cotton slightly moved. Vasudev Sarvabhauma understood. He is experiencing ecstatic emotion of love of Krishna. So he tried various techniques to wake him, but nothing worked. At that time, Mukunda Dutt, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit and Sri Nityananda Prabhu arrived at the Singhadwaram, the main gate of Lord Jagannath's temple. There, they were hearing stories that a beautiful golden-colored sannyasi fell unconscious in the Jagannath temple and was brought to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Just then, Gopinathacharya appeared. Mukunda Dutt and Gopinathacharya were very good friends from the days they lived together in Navadvip. Gopinathacharya was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law. There was a very great scholar of the name Maheshwar Visharada, and he had two sons. One's name was Vasudev Sarvabhauma and the other was Vidya Vachaspati. These two brothers were great, great scholars. Vidya Vachaspati was a very pure, famous devotee. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very famous Mayavadi philosopher. Gopinathacharya married their sister. So Gopinathacharya said, "Come, let us go to my brother-in-law's home." So they went. And there they saw Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laying, apparently lifeless, on the floor of this house of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very, very pleased to meet with them. And he told them that you go to see Lord Jagannath, then you come back. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent his son, whose name was Chandaneshwar, to bring Nityananda Prabhu and his associates for the darshan of Jagannath. When Nityananda Prabhu saw Lord Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, he was about to faint and the devotees had to hold him. But then they brought him back to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. The devotees, for a long time, very, very loudly, in this very place, they chanted into the ear of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Holy One. They continued this kirtan hour after hour after hour, loudly chanting into Lord Chaitanya's ear. Then Lord Chaitanya came again into external consciousness. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very much impressed by seeing Lord Chaitanya's great humility and devotion and the beauty of his form. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very, very good-natured and very highly cultured Brahmin. Seeing Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi and he as a grihastha, he took the dust from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and placed it on his head. And then with great love he told Lord Chaitanya, "Please go to the sea to take your bath and then come back here. I will have Jagannath's prasad waiting for you." When Lord Chaitanya came, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a big, big, beautiful feast of Jagannath's prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, "Just give me little piece." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya insisted, "You take it exactly the same way Jagannath took it." So Lord Chaitanya took it. After giving Lord Chaitanya nice prasad, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Lord Chaitanya, "Namo Narayana. I offer my obeisances unto you, O Lord Narayana." Lord Chaitanya replied, "Krishne Matir Astu. May your attention always be on Krishna." Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood he is a Vaishnav sannyasi. When they see each other, they say, "Namo Narayan." And the other says to the other, "Namo Narayan." Which means, "I am you and you are me and we are both God and we are both ultimately impersonal." Because God is impersonal, formless. There's no variegatedness, there's no person. It is all illusion. Because we are sannyasis, we are beyond the illusion. We have become Narayan. But even Narayan's an illusion. Aham Brahmasmi, Hare Krishna. But Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, Matirastu, may your attention always be on Krishna. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, what was this Swamiji's previous situation in life and what is his name? Gopinath Acharya said, his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He has taken sannyas from the great Keshav Bharati Maharaj. And he is from the city of Navadvip. His name was Vishwambar Mishwa Purandar. And his father was the great Jagannath Mishra Purandar, known as Jagannath Mishra. His grandfather on his mother's side was the great scholar Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard this, he was very pleased. Nilambar Chakravarti was my father's classmate. And my father had very great respect for Jagannath Mishra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya turned to Lord Chaitanya and was so impressed by the high culture of his background and his beautiful features and his natural humility and renunciation. He said, "Oh Swamiji, I am your personal servant." Lord Chaitanya replied, "Here in the house of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you are worshipable to me. You are a great scholar of Vedanta. The whole world knows your fame as a Vedic scholar. You are the benefactor of so many great sannyasis. And I am a very young sannyasi. I do not know what is good and what is bad. I am taking shelter of you as my guru. Please protect me. Today, if you had not come and protected me, what would have happened to me?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Please, do not go into the Jagannath temple alone. Go either with me or with one of my men." And then it was here in Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, "From this day on, I will not go into the temple of Lord Jagannath, but I will stand behind the Garuda Stamba and have the darshan of Jagannath from there." Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he told Lord Chaitanya that, "I have a very nice place for you to stay. It is very solitary and quiet and very clean. It is the home of my maternal aunt. You please be there." Lord Chaitanya was taken there. Then Gopinath Acharya, after bringing Lord Chaitanya to see Lord Jagannath and bringing him to his new residence, he and Mukunda Dat returned to Vasudev Sarvabhauma's home. Vasudev Sarvabhauma asked, "What sampradaya does he come from? He has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati." Said, "Oh, Keshav Bharati. The Bharati Sampradaya is second class." Gopinath Acharya said, "Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bound by external formalities. What are you speaking? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, he is very young, he is very beautiful, and he's taken sannyas in this condition. Unless he thoroughly hears Vedanta Sutra from a superior person like me, he will not be able to maintain his sannyas vows. I will speak to him constantly the teachings of Vedanta and make him a first-class monist. And I also have the power and authority to perform the ritualistic ceremonies to install him in a first-class sannyasi sampradaya like Saraswati. When Gopinath Acharya heard this, he became very, very disturbed. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the opulences of God are being revealed to him. He is right in your very house. But you cannot even recognize him because your heart has become hard. At that time, the disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they spoke. By what evidence do you say that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Gopinath Acharya replied, by the evidence of all the acharyas and of the holy scriptures. The disciples said, we receive our knowledge of the scriptures through logical hypothesis. Gopinath Acharya said, you cannot understand who is the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, through logical hypothesis. It is only by the mercy of the Lord that you can understand him. And then he turned to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You are such a scholar, you know so much Vedas, that because you have not received the mercy of the Supreme Lord, therefore you cannot understand him, although he's sitting right in your own house. You are under the illusion of Maya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, we're just trying to have a friendly discussion. Don't be so angry with me. We're just trying to talk of Shastra. Please. According to Shastra, the Lord is known as Triyuga. That means he only appears in three Yugas, not in Kali Yuga. Gopinath Acharya replied, when it says Triyuga, it means he only appears as Leela avatars in other Yugas, but as a Leela avatar he does not come in Kali Yuga. However, in every Yuga he appears as Yuga avatar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chand avatar. Why? Because he is appearing as the Yuga avatar to spread the glories of the holy name, but he is covering to the people in general his supreme opulence of God in order to teach everyone how to achieve perfection by his own example in the role of a devotee. He quoted from Mahabharata, he quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam. He described how Garga Muni, when he did the name-giving ceremony of Krishna, he told Nanda Maharaj that your son, he appears in three different colors in different yugas. In the Satya Yuga, he appears in a white color, in Treta Yuga, in a red color, and in Kali Yuga, he appears in a beautiful golden form. And in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, the sons of Rishabdev, the Navayogendras, explain, Krishna Varanam Tvasa Krishnam Sangopangasya Parashuram Jagyai Sankirtana Priyaya Janti Hishumerishaha. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Lord descends in a beautiful golden complexion, not his original blackish complexion of Krishna, and he is to be worshipped with his associates through the congregational chanting of Krishna. But you cannot understand these things because you have not been able to understand
how to acquire even one drop of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all of my good scriptural evidences are like putting seeds in dry, unfertile soil.
Hare Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so gentle and so nice person. He said, Gopinathacharya, please bring this Jagannath Prasad to Lord to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then invite him to come back to my house. And then you can come back and teach me more philosophy. Mukunda Dutt was very much happy to hear Gopinathacharya's preaching, but very sad to hear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's reluctance to accept Lord Chaitanya's position. So they both went to Lord Chaitanya and they told him about their discussion. Lord Chaitanya said, please, be kind to him. He's showing so much affection to me. Like my own father, he is showing me parental love. Please be kind to him. Do not be harsh with him. I am very grateful to him for what he is giving. This is a very important lesson. How grateful we should all be to anyone who helps us in any way. This is the sign of a Vaishnava, to have a soft and grateful heart, to try to see the good in others, and to always in that mood try to elevate people to Krishna Bhakti. The next day, Lord Chaitanya went to Lord Jagannath's temple. He met Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is a sannyasi's main business to study Vedanta Sutra from a superior person. Please, I want to explain Vedanta to you. Lord Chaitanya said, I am your servant. Whatever order you give me, I must obey. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave Lord Chaitanya an elevated seat and then he sat below him on the floor. Then he recited his explanation of each of the sutras of Vedanta. Every day, all day, in Sri Jagannath's temple, he explained for 7 continuous days. On the 8th day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired, you have not said one single word in 7 days. I do not know whether you understand what I'm saying or not. Have you understood? Lord Chaitanya replied, I am a fool. I cannot understand what you're saying. I didn't understand any of the things you're speaking. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, then why didn't you say something and tell me you didn't understand? Lord Chaitanya said, I understand Vedanta Sutra. Vedavyasa has made it very clear what the meaning of Vedanta Sutra is. But your explanation simply bewildered my mind. Vedanta Sutra, each sutra is like the shining sun, and your speculative interpretations was like a dark cloud completely obscuring all the light of the real meaning of that verse. Hare Krishna.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the greatest scholars and sannyasis were coming to Puri to learn from him.
And yet this young 24-year-old sannyasi is saying everything he speaks is nonsense.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired from Lord Chaitanya, "What are you speaking?" Lord Chaitanya said that
indirect evidence is first class. I mean, direct evidence is first class. Indirect is third class.
In the Shastras, it is explained that cow dung and conch shells are completely pure. But it is also understood that the bones of an animal are impure, and if you touch it, you must take your bath. And conch shell and cow dung are the bones and stool. But still, because the Vedas say it, we must accept it as it is, not with our own indirect interpretations. Srila Prabhupada explains, Bhagavad Gita, and it says, Dharma Kshetri Kuru Kshetri Samaveda Yuyutshava. That this great Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And some scholars interpret indirectly that it does not mean that there's actually a Kurukshetra. It means that Kurukshetra represents the body and the Pandavas represent the five senses. But we must understand directly, if it says Kurukshetra, it means there is a Kurukshetra and that's where the war was fought. Why should we speculate? The scriptures declare the absolute truth full of six opulences. That his impersonal feature of Brahman is the absolute truth, but it is only one of the qualities of the supreme absolute truth, Krishna. No doubt the absolute truth is both personal and impersonal. However, everything around us is full of variegatedness. And thus, the personal feature of the Lord is far superior and more important. Because all variegatedness within all existence are only existing because of the infinite variegatedness in the Supreme Lord. How could something come from nothing? When the Vedic scriptures say, Apanipad, that the Lord, he has no hands, but he accepts all offerings. He has no legs, but he goes everywhere. What does that mean? That is evidence that he is a person, but he is not a material person. He does not have material hands. He does not have material legs. When the Supreme Lord is declared in the scriptures as Nirguna, it means he has no material qualities. He is Satchit-Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. His form is of that spiritual nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchit-Ananda. And it manifests in three phases, as the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the master and controller of all the potencies. But the jiva is always the servant of the potencies of the Lord. But your Mayavad, impersonalist philosophy, rejects all the potencies of the Lord. In so many ways, Lord Chaitanya explained, and ultimately he said, that the system of the interpretations of Vedanta by Shankaracharya, Sariraka Bhasya, he said, is simply the power of the Lord's illusory energy. He has misconstrued the original teachings of Vedavyas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to debate with Lord Chaitanya.
every point that he debated, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely defeated. Then Lord Chaitanya explained how actually Shankaracharya is not at fault. He quoted from the Shastra, Padma Purana, how Lord Vishnu ordered Shankaracharya in the age of Kali Yuga come in the form of a Brahmin and bewilder the whole population with an illusory Mayavad philosophy just to increase unwanted population.
Hare Krishna.
And then he quoted how Lord Shiva is speaking to his own beloved wife Parvati, that in the age of Kali, in the form of a Brahmin boy by the order of the Lord, I will propagate a philosophy which is just a covered form of Buddhism or nihilism. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the Atmaram verse, how even the greatest liberated souls who have achieved Brahman liberation realization, they are attracted to the loving service of the supreme all-attractive form of Krishna. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you explain the Atmarama verse. It was in this place that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained the Atmarama verse in 8 incredibly logical, philosophical ways. Then Lord Chaitanya explained it in 18 ways, not even touching on any of the points that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation, he understood he is Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything he is saying is completely the absolute truth. And I have offended him. I have debated with him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in a mood of utter humility and devotion, began to condemn himself. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. It was at that time in the beautiful temple of Lord Jagannath that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his beautiful four-arm form of Narayan to Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then he manifested his original form of Lord Shyam Sundar playing upon his flute. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fell unconscious. It is also said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested at another time the beautiful six-armed form of Sadbhuja. Two hands holding the bow and arrow of Ram, two hands holding the flute of Krishna, and two hands holding the danda and kamandalu of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then lifted up Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and embraced him. Upon being embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's whole body erupted with ecstasy. He began crying, his limbs were trembling, his hairs were standing on end. He started jumping up and dancing and dancing and dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. He was dancing, chanting the glories of Gauranga. Gopinathacharya was watching with great joy. He said to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, no, he said to Lord Chaitanya, he said, look at what you have done, my lord. He was a hard-hearted, dry logician, addicted to impersonal monism, and now he's dancing in ecstatic love of Krishna, chanting the holy name. Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great humility, he said, "It is only because you are such a devotee who are so dear to Krishna, because you bestowed your mercy on him, now he has become a pure Vaishnava." After this wonderful, wonderful dance of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then he immediately composed 100 verses in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being the Supreme All-Merciful Lord, Sri Krishna. The next day, Lord Chaitanya came early in the morning from Gambira to Lord Jagannath's temple, as he would every morning. Tomorrow, our japa, Mangal Arti, and class will be given in Gambira, the home of Lord Chaitanya. Every morning he would come to Jagannath temple. And on this particular morning, the pujari gave Lord Chaitanya Mahaprasad of Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya came from the Jagannath temple to this place with the prasad. It was just before the sunrise. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was just waking from his sleep. Immediately upon waking, he called out, "Krishna, Krishna!" Lord Chaitanya heard this and was very pleased. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saw Lord Chaitanya right at his doorway. He invited him to come in and gave him a nice seat. Lord Chaitanya took the Mahaprasad and unpacked it very carefully and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately offered a prayer and started eating the prasad. Lord Chaitanya inquired, "You have not even washed your mouth or taken your bath. These are the rituals of a Brahmin. How could you eat prasad?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to cite beautiful prayers from the scriptures that Mahaprasad is the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is completely transcendental and pure, and one must honor it immediately with great affection and reverence, even if that prasad comes from a distant place, even if it is spoiled, one should not hesitate to eat it with great happiness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya glorifying Mahaprasad of Jagannath, he was so happy he embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Together they began dancing in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Today I have conquered the entire universe. Today the perfection and the success of my whole life's mission has been achieved because the hard-hearted logician Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has understood the glories of Krishna's Mahaprasad. The next day, as Lord Chaitanya was coming to Jagannath's temple, he happened to meet Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on the road. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya inquired, "Of the 9 processes of devotional service, which is most important?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "The most important of all principles in devotional service is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna." Then he quoted the famous verse from Brihad Naradiya Purana. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevalam, kalona steva, nasteva, nasteva, gatiram yata.
In this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, but the chanting of the name of Hari, chanting of the name of Hari, the chanting of the holy names of Lord.
Gopinath Acharya approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, I foretold that you would only become a real devotee of the Lord when you receive His mercy. Now look at you. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, because of your mercy upon me, because you prayed for me and gave me blessings, therefore I have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood, you cannot approach the Supreme Lord directly. It is only by the blessings and the mercy of a great Vaishnava that we can achieve the mercy of the Lord. The next day, Jagadananda Pandit and Damodar Pandit came from the Jagannath temple. They met with Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave a gift for them to deliver to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That gift was a bag of Mahaprasad and also two verses he composed by writing them on palm leaves. As Jagadananda Pandit was coming into the Gambira to give this gift to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda Dat, who was very intelligent, he snatched those two verses and he very quickly copied the content of those verses on the outside of the wall of Lord Chaitanya's house. Then he gave the verses back. Lord Chaitanya, when he saw those palm leaves with those verses, he immediately ripped them to shred, for no one will ever see them again. But then the devotees came out of his room and started reading what was on the wall. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, like a loud, deep drum, these verses eternally extol the glory of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In fact, devotees, they worship these verses and keep them always like a necklace upon their heart. I would like to read these verses for your pleasure. It is especially very auspicious to hear these two verses which were composed here at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshastameka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dari Kripam Budiryat Tamaham Prabhaje. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in His form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, His devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. Krishna has descended because He is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto His lotus feet. Kalan nastam bhakti yogam nijam ya pradushkaratam Krishna chaitanya nama avirbhutasthasya padaravinde kadam gadam liyatam chitta bhringa. Let my consciousness, which is like a honeybee, take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has just now appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to change the ancient system of devotional service to himself. This system had almost been lost due to the influence of time. These two verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will always declare his name and fame as loudly as the pounding of a drum, because they have become pearl necklaces around the necks of all devotees. On another day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a revision he had made on one of the great verses spoken by Lord Brahma in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tathenu kampam sushamikshamano kunjana evatmikritam vibhagam pridbhagvapur virvitadam namaste jivetya mukti pade sadayava. That one who, even undergoing great, great difficulties and sufferings in life, if that person with folded hands worships and honors Lord Krishna with a grateful heart, that person alone is eligible for liberation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya changed the word mukti pade with bhakti pade. Lord Chaitanya said, why have you done like this? Because after receiving your mercy and tasting the nectar of bhakti, the sound of the word mukti disgusts me. My whole life I was aspiring for mukti. Now I hate the word. Lord Chaitanya said, but you must understand, real mukti in the true sense is bhakti. When you have pure unalloyed devotional service, as Lord Brahma is explaining in this verse, mukti is already achieved. You cannot change the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, all right, I will not change, but still, I like the word bhakti. After some time, not much time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to visit South India with the excuse of finding his brother, Vishwaroop. But his internal purpose was to liberate all the people of all the southern provinces of Bharat by inducing them all to take to his Harinam Sankirtan movement and chant the holy name. When Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard this news, it was like a thunderbolt striking upon his heart. My whole life I have wasted in the pursuit of mundane knowledge without your mercy, and now finally you have accepted me and you're about to leave. How unfortunate and foolish I am. However, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead and no one can control you. But it is my request, please stay in my home for 5 more days before you leave. Although on that day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to leave, he stayed 5 full days in the house of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, bestowing his full mercy upon him, just to show the world that he is always subordinate to the loving desire of his devotee. After about 2 years of traveling through the southern and western provinces of India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first returned to Alalana. There the devotees heard that he had come. Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Damodar Pandit and Jagadananda quickly went to Alalana to greet the Lord. And they came back with him.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, hearing that the Lord had returned, went to the seashore, and there he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with great pleasure he invited the Lord, "Please come to my home and take prasad." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to this place, the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fed him wonderful Jagannath prasad. And all day and throughout the entire night, here where we are sitting right now, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated for the pleasure of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, and Mukunda, the wonderful, wonderful pastimes he had performed during his South Indian tour. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Shri Vasudev Sarvabhauma ki! On another occasion, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya for prasad. But Lord Chaitanya was very strict about only coming to houses on very restricted terms. He would bring so many sannyasis and advanced senior Vaishnavas with him, and he would only come certain days. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya devised a wonderfully intelligent plan. He said, "Swarup Damodar Goswami is coming these so many days, Brahmananda Bharati will come these days, Paramananda Puri will come these days. These days you just come alone." Lord Chaitanya could not accept. He could not refuse. Sarvabhauma invited him in the morning for noon. When Lord Chaitanya came here, he saw the prasad. Lord Chaitanya was shocked. "How is this that you and your wife has prepared so many preparations in such short notice? You only invited me this morning. It would take 100 expert Brahmin cooks with 100 stoves and 100 pots to cook this much prasad in this time. How is it possible?" Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very humbly with folded hands, replied, "My Lord, we did not cook it. He who is going to eat it has cooked it. We just carry the ingredients." Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He said, "Please, just give me some rice and some little vegetables." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya insisted, "No, my Lord, you must eat everything. Try everything we have prepared." So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to eat for the pleasure of his devotees. And as he was eating, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was refilling every cup as soon as it was close to half empty. But at the same time, he was carefully watching the door. Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law was a very envious person who loved to find faults in others. However, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became so engrossed in serving Lord Chaitanya, he became a little inattentive about guarding the door. We have to be very careful in our devotional service to be very attentive not to let Maya in to our hearts. So with this slight inattention, his son-in-law, named Amoga, ran into the room and looked at Lord Chaitanya eating all these delicious preparations of Mahaprasad, and he said, "Ah, sannyasi, eating so many delicious foods?" Immediately, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya picked up a stick to beat that rascal. And Amoga ran out of the door. Sarvabhauma ran after him. He ran. Amoga was running. Sarvabhauma was running. Amoga was running. Sarvabhauma was running. But Sarvabhauma was old man. So ultimately, Amoga successfully escaped. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya returned, fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, begging his forgiveness. Meanwhile, his wife the mother of Sati, was beating her chest, calling out, "May my daughter become a widow." Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was simply laughing to see this whole lila. Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma, "Don't worry, don't take it seriously. I am happy, just give me more prasad." So just to please Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate more and more and more. The next day, someone came to Lord Chaitanya and told him, "Amoga has cholera. He's about to die." Lord Chaitanya immediately ran to the place. There he saw Amoga laying there in a pitiful condition, about to leave his body due to painful disease. In great mercy and compassion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand over Amoga's heart. And the Lord said, "You have the heart of a Brahman. A Brahman's heart is meant to be very clean and pure. It is the abode of Lord Krishna. Why have you allowed this envy to enter into your heart? Now take the holy name of Krishna." By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Amoga began to chant the holy name. Amoga began to slap his mouth and his cheeks, slapping them again and again and again until they were red and swollen, thinking, "With this mouth I have blasphemed the supreme, all-merciful Lord of my life." He slapped again and again. Then one of the devotees held the hands of Amoga, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him, "Now all of your sins and all of your offenses have been removed by my mercy. Why? Because you are related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Due to your connection with a great devotee, due to his prayers and blessings, I have delivered you of all sins and given you pure Krishna consciousness." From then on, Amoga became one of the intimate loving associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya approached Lord Chaitanya and said, "Why didn't you let him die for all he has done to you?" Lord Chaitanya said, "Because of his relationship with you, I have delivered him. Krishna has delivered him." Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, "This is the nature of the Lord's love for his devotees. Whoever that devotee mercifully gives his blessings to, Lord Krishna will certainly give his special mercy to that person." The more pure and selfless we become in our devotional service, the more Krishna will bestow his mercy on anyone who we offer our prayers to out of compassion. Therefore, what is the greatest goal of life? To become a genuine Vaishnava. Through the diversity of the devotees, we are all given the opportunity to receive the mercy of Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, "Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paicha Keva." No one can achieve the mercy of Krishna without serving the Vaishnavas. His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has brought all of us to Krishna consciousness simply because of his mercy and blessings upon us. People from all over the world who were offensive and sinful and fallen, who had no qualifications, just by his kindness to them, just by his prayers to Krishna for them, they were showered upon Lord Krishna's mercy. What we do with that mercy once it comes is our independent free will. But how we have received that mercy is by the unlimited causeless mercy of a Vaishnava. That is the supreme lesson that has been taught here at the house of Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Now let us all go into the beautiful temple room of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, where these beautiful pastimes took place. You will see on the altar many deities. The five murtis of Radha and Krishna were personally installed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya at the time when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon him. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! After taking darshan, everyone please return to this place, and then we will go to another place. Thank you very much. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ki! Harinam Sankirtan ki! Om Premanandi Hari Om!